Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story is taken from the book Tales of Tzaddikim, Bereishis, and is called Before Whom You Stand. By the side of the highway stood a Jew, praying. His eyes were on his siddur, but his heart was directed towards heaven. He uttered each word with a sweetness, concentrating upon each thought. It was evident just by looking at him that he fully knew before whom he was standing in prayer. This was no common person, but a holy man. Suddenly, footsteps could be heard. A stranger was approaching. But the good man paid no attention to the footsteps. Not for one instant did he tear his attention away from his prayer or his siddur. A few minutes passed, and the stranger was now standing right by the side of the praying Jew. He looked at the Jew in astonishment. How could he be so indifferent to what was going on about him? Was he not curious to see who was standing at his side? Or was he perhaps deaf and dumb? And who was this stranger, gazing in amazement at the praying Jew? He was a high-ranking Roman officer, a man of power, a man whom people feared. The officer stood in front of the Jew and greeted him. He was certain that now the praying man would turn to him and return his greeting. But he was disappointed. The Jew did not react at all. He continued nodding back and forth, whispering to himself, paying absolutely no attention to the officer who had been standing by his side for several minutes now. The officer took this as a personal offense. He was deeply insulted. His face turned red with rage. He began pacing back and forth in front of the praying man, muttering angry words under his breath. Still, the Jew did not react. He behaved as if nothing at all had happened, and went on praying as before, with the same concentration. The officer waited with suppressed fury. The tzaddik finished his prayers, took the 3 steps backwards, murmured some words, and took 3 steps forward. Then, only then, when he had finished praying, did the Jew turn his attention to the officer standing in front of him. The tzaddik's quiet, peaceful glance met the fiery, glowering look of the officer. "You fool!" thundered the officer. "Why didn't you return my greeting? Have you no fear of a Roman officer? If I so desired, I could cut off your head here and now. No one would save you." The officer shouted with all his might, but the Jew just stood there calmly and quietly, not at all intimidated by the threats. He waited until the officer had finished his screaming, then began to speak gently. "Please, do not be upset, honored officer. Wait a minute while I explain." The officer remained silent and waited with curiosity to hear the Jew explain his strange behavior. The Jew began with a question. "If you were standing before your emperor and a friend came along and greeted you, would you return his greeting?" The officer expressed astonishment at the unusual question. He could not understand how it related to the matter at hand. Nevertheless, he hastened to reply, "What a question! I would not dream of doing such a thing." "And let us say that you did return his greeting. What would happen to you in such a case?" "I would have my head handed to me for such a breach of courtesy." "Fine. Then just think of what you yourself have just said," the Jew replied, raising his voice with confidence. "Your emperor, before whom you are theoretically standing, is a king of flesh and blood, a mortal, who will rule for some time, and then die, like all men. What will his power be then? And still, you tremble before him, and will not speak to anyone else while standing in his presence. As for me, I was standing before the King of Kings, who lives and rules forever. Should I not tremble in his presence? Would I have been justified in interrupting my prayer to him and speaking to you?" The Jew's words made a deep impression upon the Roman officer. He forgave him and allowed him to continue on his journey.